This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
And everyone old enough remembers where they were on September the 11th, 2001. And our special guests this morning were in the sky when that terror attacks happened on New York and Washington, D.C. They now find their amazing story told in a musical about the event. It's called Come From Away and has just landed at Australia premiere in Melbourne. And we welcome to Joy the real life Kevin Turf and Kevin Young. Welcome to Joy.
Look, the musical does tell this incredible story of some 7,000 passengers on 38 different flights, which is insane. They're all redirected to a tiny Canadian town after these September 11 attacks. You were two of those passengers. In your own words, what was that experience like? Because it seems frazzling.
Yeah, so back in 2001, Kevin and I, we had been together several years, and we were returning. We lived in Austin, Texas at the time. We were flying from Paris into New York City when the attacks began. U.S. airspace was closed. Our flights abruptly took a drop in elevation, took a sharp turn to the right. We looked up at the GPS map, and it looked like we were flying to the North Pole. I thought, what's going on? And the pilot came on and quickly said, and first in French, actually, you can tell that this, how the pilot said it.
Well, he said something very brief. Well, first he said it in French, and all the French people started screaming and crying. And I thought, oh, I should have learned the words for assume the crash position. You're all going to die, because I thought that's what he'd said. But no, he just said there's been a terrorist attack in the United States, and we're landing in Gander, Newfoundland.
And that you might as well have said Melbourne. You know, we didn't know.
No, I knew where Melbourne was.
Far out. So then he came on the microphone in English and said, did he give a detailed what
action? No. Later on, he gave like a one sentence. Again, he gave a long thing in French. And it's kind of funny because we now know that pilots on other flights, a lot of them lied to their passengers and said, you know, there's some little minor problem, like the cabin lighting system is malfunctioning. We're going to touch down and check that out. But our guy tried to reduce the entire experience into one short, very heavily accented, broken English, French, you know. And ladies and gentlemen, there's been a terrorist attack in the United States. Both Twin Towers are completely destroyed. The Pentagon has been hit. I mean, we were just like...
So none of that would have been making sense.
No.
I mean, sitting on a plane and you're hearing that, like that coming through, you'd be thinking, there's no way in hell that something like that is happening.
That was me. Yeah. Kevin, I was like, that didn't happen. And he was like, why would he go and lie about a thing like that?
Was there any fear? Were you scared?
Well, not
like,
really.
Get my plane on the ground?
Well, one important thing you have to, because today you would just like power up your phone and check Google and see if it's true. But I had a cell phone, but no one had international coverage back then.
We left him at home because,
And so we were on the plane after we landed for 15 hours. So the next time you're delayed at Melbourne Airport and you're going to complain, you give us a call first.
Just remember what happened.
15.
We were the fourth to land and the fourth off, too. So, I mean, the 38th, I hate to think.
Yeah, but so the story is about this remarkable town that they didn't have to let us off the plane, but they were welcoming. They didn't, people from 90 countries, every type of background. There were gay people, straight people, Muslims. And they said, come on in. And it led us into their homes, their churches, and their schools. And they took care of us, giving us their basic human needs.
That's why we love Canada. Actually, because that was going to be my next question here, because you two were a couple at the time, but the musical tells us that you chose to hide your relationship to the people of the town. Was there a reason?
Well, at first, I mean, like my character says, you just don't know where the red states are in a foreign country. Yeah. I mean, it's a small, conservative, isolated town on an island. And, you know, you just don't know what the social attitudes are going to be. I don't know that we tried to hide it. We slept on an air mattress together.
And we were drunk.
I didn't care. I didn't try to hide anything.
You know, they've been plying us with free liquor on the plane for those 15 hours to try to keep us from, revolting.
And then when we drank all their free liquor, I slid into a decline and my feet went clink, and I remembered I'd stopped at the duty free. So I told Fifi, the French stewardess, just bring ice and keep it coming. We're fine.
We had two bottles of Grey Goose vodka. Kevin loved Grey Goose, and so I've never seen him smile so big when he came out of duty free.
Well, it's
in
a
Paris
product
airport.
Of France, and they don't have it in France. They've never heard of it. So the duty free, I finally was like, yes.
Yeah, I like a bit of Grey Goose too. Why not? Yeah.
So we spent 4 days at this, sleeping on the floor of a community college, and so we understood what it was like to be a refugee for a slight moment. We had no food, no clothing, no shelter, and we had to rely on the kindness of strangers, and that's what Come From Away is
not
all
exactly
about.
Refugees.
Yeah.
Do you still, are you in contact with the people that gave you a home for those days?
Yeah. Wow. Kevin more so than I am, but a man named Mac Moss that was president of the College of the North Atlantic and ran everything. He's now retired. But we kept in touch with them. We kept in touch with some other Come From Ways. By the way, a Come From Way, the title of the show is a little nebulous, but that's a Newfoundlander term for anybody who's not from Newfoundland.
Okay.
So the you're a Come From Way. They've got their own sort of little language, their very distinct accent. Lord, Thunder, and Jesus, God bless you, by the
which
kind
would
of
be
thing.
Right. I mean, in Australia, we call them blowings. So okay, when you live in a country town, you're just a blowing, until you become a local. So I suppose we all have our own collection way
like
to say it. Yeah,
double entendre. But
and
what
in Texas, the local yokel.
Well, I'm kind of going to tell you, Come From Away has a bit of a double entendre as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't think about it until just her fifth company, and nobody's praised that. Thank you.
Welcome to Joy, sweetheart.
Look, you're here for the Australian premiere this weekend. This is the 12th production of the show that's won awards around the world. How many of the shows have you seen?
You mean how many times?
What do we want, Tom? What's the scoop? What do you think?
This is our fifth company. We've got the Broadway is still standing room only, selling out, and the guy who originated my role, Cesar Samayoa, just texted me that he'd played his 1,000th performance.
Is that kind of scary?
Yes. I've had to be me for a long time, and I'm sick of it.
Did you actually at least get to pick the actor who was going to play you?
No, they did a really good job. I mean, all of them are younger than us, better looking than us, and more talented than us, so, we're cool with that.
And the two characters that play us here are both openly gay, and they've known each other since they were 15 years old.
Yeah, that's a first. And they are spectacular, these two. They're really funny. I want to jump back for just a second and talk about a musical about 9/11, because that is the worst tagline known to man. I mean, even we thought,
Well, you're right. It was such a horrible moment in world history. The idea that you were going to be singing, which, we think it's, singing is usually upbeat, happy.
It's really a 9/12 musical, all right? I mean, it's the day after. It's after the worst thing imaginable happens and you lose your faith in the goodness of humanity, then these strangers step up and restore it for you. And I mean, they didn't just take care of our basic needs. They entertained us. They counseled us. There were a lot of amateur shrinks running around Gander listening to us.
There are a lot of, when the show started on the west coast of the U.S. more than 4 years ago, audiences, they leapt to their feet every time. And they said, why have we never heard of this story? We want more stories. So I wrote a book called Channel of Peace, Stranded in Gander on 9/11. And one of the stories that's not in the show is that on day three, the chapter's like, it's day three and we stink. We need a shower because we couldn't take our luggage off the plane. And so we heard there was a Walmart in town. And so we said, well, we'll just walk there. It was about 2 kilometers. So we set out, started walking, and all of a sudden a car pulls up at the side of the road, and window rolls down and says, hey, where are you going? Like, oh, we're sorry, we'll get out of the way. Where are you going? Well, we're going to the Walmart. Well, hop in. I don't know about you guys, but my mom told me never to get in a car with strangers. Stranger danger. Yeah. And so we said, no, thanks. And a couple seconds later, another car, same thing. Hop in. Come on in. And then finally, Kevin's like, geez, we got to get take a ride.
Well, after 15 offers, I was like, God, just get in. We're never going to get there by sunset.
But these people, and when I was interviewing people for my book, I asked, did somebody go on the radio and say, hey, these people are going to need rides, so when you see them, give them a ride? No, they just did it. So it's in part of their nature. They believe in the golden rule. They believe in treating others as you want to be treated. And it's a really wonderful message.
In their DNA. The climate there is also really harsh. I mean, it's always been nice when I've been there. We've been back several times. But they send us, we talk every day on Facebook or, you know, chat, whatever. And they, in the winter, they show us pictures of snow over the roofs. I mean, they show a picture of them opening the front door and it's just snow all the way up to the top. So they're used to checking on their neighbors. They say, yeah, we check on each other. Even the ones we don't like, we check on. I mean, it's in their culture to be
caring. Isn't it nice to know that there are people still out there in the world who actually do that?
And incredible.
And you're right. I mean, the world we've been through some horrible things, but it just shows you the humans, we come together. When we do come together, we can actually be a nice group of people.
Exactly. Yeah, and we're all wired. You know, Canadians are not more compassionate than Australians or Americans, but sometimes we need a little jump start. And so one of the things I did, I had a company back in Texas, and on the first anniversary, I wanted to thank the people, but they just said, no thanks are necessary. Your debt is paid in full. So I thought, I remembered this movie called Pay It Forward, where it's a fictional boy who does this random act of kindness and starts a ripple effect. So we did that at my company. We did it, and it still continues to this day, where I would close the doors of the company. close the doors and then send my employees out into the community and give them a $100 bill and tell them to go do random acts of kindness to strangers. And then they come back in the afternoon and talk about it. And they would just be in tears talking about how, my God, I bought a cup of coffee for somebody or fixed a guy's flat tire. And they would say, my God, wow, we're looking at each other in the eyes, and I realize we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore. And it's amazing even, I mean, you're saying $100, what a great thing to go out there. But just to smile at somebody as you're walking past, we don't know what's happened to them the day before.
Exactly.
Or what day they're going into.
It doesn't cost a dime to be compassionate, and you don't have to spend any money to pay it forward. It's a nice idea.
So it gives me heart to see that, you know, two men here that went through a horrible situation. You're all in the middle of that. It happens. And here you are. You're traveling the world. You're spreading love. You're showing joy. And it's just going to show you that whatever these terrorists tried to do, it did not win. It's brought us together, and we're going to keep being together. And extremists, wherever they come from, and we're going to have extremists everywhere, you're never going to beat the human spirit.
If you want to feel a bit of that warmth, then go see Come From Away. It's playing at the Comedy Theatre in Melbourne. It officially opens this Saturday night, and tickets are on sale through Ticketmaster right through to the end of October. For details, go to comefromaway.com.au. That's comefromaway.com.au. Kevins, thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
What a story. A
couple of obnoxious
Thursday.
American accents to get your listeners out of bed.
Hey, thanks,
if
mates.
If that doesn't do it, nothing will.
Was that trying to be American?
I'm trying. I'm not very good at it, though.
Oh, there you go. That got to be better.
That was better?
Yeah.
All right. So I think it's like a Cali accent.
No, it's kind of Jersey.
Oh, Josie. Jersey's like a...
Have you seen him? He spends his life in leopard underwear. He's from Jersey, let me tell you. He's from Jersey.
That is Jersey, yeah.
Gentlemen, thank you so much
for
coming in.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Wake Up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.